Pakistan's political and military leadership are hashing out a strategy to respond to the daring American helicopter raid that killed bin Laden last week. Pakistanis, astonished by the covert operation, are calling for top government and military officials to resign. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie MacArthur reports on how Pakistan's security establishment failed and how it might regroup.
Whether by incompetence, the Pakistanis avow ignorance of bin Laden on their soil, or by collusion, a charge that the establishment here vehemently denies, retired Lieutenant General Talib Masood says a serious stocktaking is underway. He says the priority for the military now is to prevent a repeat of the American raid on other high-value targets who may be in Pakistan, including Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Omar and bin Laden's number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri.
So it's extremely important for them now, and this is one of the lessons that they should take, that if there are any high-value targets still present in Pakistan, a serious effort should be made in order to capture them, because if they're again embarrassed, it can be extremely damaging for U.S.-Pakistan relations, for Pakistan's image abroad, and Pakistan's credibility.
The United States is reportedly asking Pakistan to disclose names of officials and agents who may have had contact with bin Laden. His youngest wife, who was in the room when Navy SEALs stormed in and shot bin Laden, is reported to have told Pakistani investigators that he had lived in Pakistan proper for 7 years, five of them in Abbottabad, a tidy town of manicured military installations. Defense analyst Aisha Siddiqui says cooperation with the U.S. on identifying agents is unlikely, even though she says it's almost certain that elements within Pakistan's security establishment knew where bin Laden was. Moreover, she says, an institutional bias for al-Qaeda among some inside the military intelligence community would have stymied any effort to undercover bin Laden's hideout.
There could be an intelligence failure anywhere. But what I'm saying is, if this institution, if the Pakistan Army as an institution, becomes institutionally sympathetic to militants, then you have additional filters which stop you from looking in the right direction.
Still, Siddiqui says the establishment's planning for national security is now under closer scrutiny.
By planning, what I mean is that keeping contacts with rogue elements, non-state actors, keeping them alive, keeping connected with them so they could be used as strategic assets somewhere, sometime.
Columnist Cyril Almeida of Pakistan's English-language newspaper Dawn says the bin Laden episode marks a milestone for Pakistan. Bin Laden lived for years in a scenic hill cantonment that is home to Pakistan's elite military academy. Almeida says regardless of Pakistan's denials, the perception that it had to have known bin Laden was living there will become the reality. And, he says, it will inform future policymaking towards Pakistan.
So Pakistan's caught in this extraordinary in terms of where the outside world is now not looking at you as a sanctuary for terrorists, but possibly even a sponsor of terrorism.
The U.S. operation that killed bin Laden exposed Pakistan's military deficiencies. Pakistani officials say it was not until the crash of the U.S. helicopter during the raid that they had any idea something was amiss. Even as Pakistanis devour details of how bin Laden lived life in a vastly shrunken world behind high walls, their anger is more about the U.S. violating Pakistani territory than about the world's most wanted terrorist living in it. Columnist Almeida says that frame of mind is one indication of Pakistan's trajectory into a declining state.
And the pace of the decline is accelerating. And I think for many Pakistanis, it's an extraordinary question of are we strategically on the wrong path? My contention is that it's becoming increasingly likely that if Pakistan is to be saved, it will be despite ourselves, not because of us.
As the military scrambles to salvage its reputation, Almeida says as long as the national security and foreign policy remain in the hands of what he calls unaccountable and untouchable generals, what future can Pakistan have? Julie MacArthur, NPR News, Islamabad.